Everyone, it's Carolyn here. I'm the founder of Interview IQ. Now, one of the questions I get asked a lot on this blog is, how do I get a job without experience? Or how do I get experience without a job? It seems to be the age-old dilemma. I also get a lot of questions from accounting students or graduates. It seems to be quite a difficult dilemma in this particular profession. Don't know whether it's because traditionally accountants are risk-averse or conservative, but the question comes up a lot. So I thought I'd interview a very good friend of mine, Steve Bastian. Steve is a senior manager at an Adelaide accounting firm called Freer Parker, and I asked Steve a few questions around what he looks for in hiring people with limited or no experience, what people can do to stand out, and a few questions about his recruitment process. So I hope you enjoy the interview. It's about 10 minutes long, and I think it'll be well worth your while to take a listen.
What sort of people do you employ at entry level, or have you employed at entry level?
I've been involved in the hiring of everyone from admin assistants up to like a senior manager role.
Oh, okay, great. And so I suppose when people sort of lack experience or in the very early stage of their career, what are some of the things that you would look for in those sorts of people?
I guess probably the first thing I would be looking for would be enthusiasm. Why they're interested in doing what they're doing and what they've trained to do and why they think they'd be a better fit working with us rather than somebody else.
Okay, so some research on themselves and on the particular role that they're looking for and that type of thing.
Exactly, and I mean, we find that we attract a certain type of candidate that's, a little less corporate and a bit more interested in having a work-life balance, but still doing interesting work.
Mm-hmm. How would they know, if they were researching you, how would they get some clues about what to, you know, whether they were a good match and what they should be presenting at interview?
I think probably a good starting point is to get on the web, have a look at the websites and also the profiles on LinkedIn and such places like that for the partners and some of the key staff.
Yeah. Okay. And so do you look for attitude or experience or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a base level of knowledge that we'd expect somebody to have.
Yeah.
But it's more important, that person's got the right attitude towards their work. And unfortunately, in tax, there's no one in the profession at all who knows it all.
Yeah.
So you've got to be prepared that you're going to be learning for the rest of your life, and if you've got that right sort of mindset that you are going to be learning and you're comfortable with that, you'll be fine.
So would you sort of be asking questions around ability to learn, where they've learned in the past, sort of that acceptance of that kind of process of learning? Is that
Absolutely. And I guess probably the most important part of it for me, for somebody with less hands-on experience, is their communication skills.
Yeah.
If they can write and speak well and get their point across, that's a really good start. Because at that point, they can articulate the question that they need to get answered.
Yeah. Do you have any sort of little killer questions that you ask, or very revealing questions that you ask people that throw some things up to explore?
I try not to, purely because I had that experience when I was first being interviewed as a grad, and I thought it was a bit of a low blow. I try not to have any trick questions or anything in there.
Yeah.
It's more for me trying to get a personality fit for somebody that's going to be happy here and work and fit in well with myself and the other staff.
Yeah. How would you get what tells you that somebody has the right personality to fit in?
My really, I guess, rough rule of thumb, it is just a rule of thumb.
If
I get to the end of the interview and I think that the candidate's somebody that I could have lunch and a conversation with, I think they're pretty much on the right track. Because at the end of the day, if they could have a conversation with me and sit down and talk casually, they're going to be in a reasonable position at some point in their career that I can stick them in front of one of my clients, which is, something that senior level accountants really worry about.
Yeah, of course.
Because at the end of the day, our clients are our lifeblood.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that we're putting the right people in front of them. So
yeah,
that's a big one for me.
Yeah. And what kind of recruitment process do you go through?
The recruiting process generally will create a job description in-house of of position and the types of work they'll be doing and the people that they'll be reporting to.
Yeah.
Once we've got that together as a partner group, we would ask any existing staff in here if they knew of anybody that might fit that criteria.
Yeah.
In the past, we've found that people from within our organisation have been excellent referrers, and generally their friends or people that they know are are like-minded.
Yeah.
And certainly usually would find us a good fit.
Yeah. So I guess for people that are looking for a job, it's also just reading between the lines of, you know, having a good network of friends in the profession.
Absolutely.
And,
networking at all stages of your career, certainly within the accounting profession, is so important.
Yeah.
So getting a start early and keeping in touch with friends that you've gone to uni with or
something
like that, just to find out about, to start off with, the different type of firms that are out there and if these people are enjoying their jobs and they'd recommend them as a place to come and work.
Yeah.
Usually your friends are a pretty good indicator of that, and they'll tell you if you don't want to work there or if you do want to
work. I'm sure they will. We've all had those conversations. In terms of a completely cold approach to you, so say I said that I wanted to work for you, what would be a good way to approach you for a job?
I guess most senior level accountants find it really hard to take calls during the day. We're in and out of the office all day and putting out fires all day, seems like a lot of the time. Generally, I'd like to see an email or a letter or something like that. Email is perfectly okay these days. Just telling me a little bit about yourself and where I can find even a LinkedIn profile or something like that.
Yeah.
And whilst we might not have something for that person immediately, we would certainly keep that person's details on files, and if something came up in the future, we'd be in touch.
Yeah, great. And Pat, just a question to throw a curly one at you. How did you find your first job or your first professional job? What did you do?
My first professional job was actually found. I did some volunteer work for a professional organisation in the accounting industry.
Yep.
And the head of marketing for that association found me a position with a really good firm here. So it was word of mouth stuff. So I'd sort of indicated to her that I was going to start looking for a job at that point of my my studies.
Yeah.
And she said, look, you might want to speak to these guys, and even went to the extent of calling them and saying, you need to interview this guy. So it was all word of mouth. So I guess that's where the networking stuff comes in.
Yeah, for sure. So what was the volunteer work that you're actually doing?
I spruced the benefits of joining the Institute of Chartered Accountants at the time.
Oh, okay.
And helped them with their careers marketing role on campus.
Oh, right. Fantastic. Huh. And then from there, it started, basically.
It certainly did.
You're a very good spruiker by the sounds of it. So.
Some would disagree with that.
that's funny. Yeah, okay. Well, any sort of final tips that you'd like to give somebody that's applying for, that's relatively new in the market and applying for a job?
I guess think about why you want to do what you're doing and what the best type of firm is the best fit for you, I guess. The type of firm will depend on whether you want to be working on internationals and travelling all over the world or if you want to be working at, I guess, the smaller end of the market in the SME sector. How hard do you want to work as well?
Yeah.
Certainly there's some firms out there that aren't afraid to get their pound of flesh from you.
Yeah,
And sure. Others that are, I guess, a bit more of a life balance that, I don't know, certainly in my opinion is a better way to go, because you're not going to burn out in the short term.
Yeah, excellent. All right, Steve, thank you very much for that.
No worries.